It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I'm always glad when we can have a television visit. In fact, I was here just a little while ago and brought some things to show you, and I put them in the kitchen. So let's just go to the kitchen right now. Do you like kitchens? I certainly do. Won't you please come to my kitchen? First of all, I'd like you to see these bowls of fruit. This beautiful? Different kinds of fruit. These are bananas. These are apples. Oranges. You know what this is? This is a bowl of cherries. Yeah, I like them. Now in this bag, I have some other things. These are chips. Soft drink. And candy. There are some foods that are better than others. They taste better, and they help your body grow better. There are some people who cannot eat sugary things or salty things or deep fried things at all. And of course, it's important that nobody eats or drinks too much of them. Cherries are one of my favorite things, but you need to be careful when you eat them because each one has a little pit in it. A pit is a seed, I'll show you. There's the seed. That seed could grow into a cherry tree. You know who runs the bakery in our neighborhood? Chef Brockett. Well, he told me that if we would come over to the bakery today, he would show us how to make a snack that tastes good and is very healthy for most people to eat. It's not quite time to go yet. So, let's think of something to do while we're waiting. I know. I'm going to put on a disguise. Do you know what that word means? Disguise? Well, I'll tell you. If you put on a costume that changes your looks so that even your close friends don't know you, then you're wearing a disguise. This is a cape. I think I have something over here that might be fun to put on too. Oh, here they are. Would you know who that was if you saw me with this on? Well, it's almost time to go. So, let's go right away. Go somewhere today. Let's be together and stay. Let's go together today, right away. Let's be together today. Together's the way I like the best. I like to be with you. I like the things you explain to me, the things you show me to do. Let's go right away, go somewhere today. Let's be together, stay and stay. Let's go together today, right away. Let's be together today. Oh, some days it's good to play alone, but sometimes I get bored. There's just so much you can do yourself with a ball or a doll or a cape. But whenever I hear you want some time and want me to be with you, I wonder how you knew. 'Cause that's what I wanted to. Let's go right away, go somewhere today. Let's be together and stay, let's go together today, right away. Let's be together today. Let's go together to Brockett's Bakery. Come along.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
See you, boys.
Adios.
Hi, Fred.
Hi, Don.
You ready for that nutritional treat I told you about?
That's why I'm here.
Jose, will you take care of things out here in front? I'd like to take Fred in the back and show him that nutritional treat.
Sure, take your time.
Thanks, Jose.
That's a very good snack he's going to teach you, Mr. Rogers.
You think children would like it?
I know lots of my young friends like it.
Oh, good. See you a little later.
Wait till you see. It's fun to make.
Oh, good.
Everything that I put into this treat is really good food. Now, I'm going to give you the recipe. Put it in your pocket, because I don't want you to get home and then forget some of the ingredients.
All right. What do you put in? Peanut butter.
Start with peanut butter.
A cup of peanut butter.
And we put in a whole cup. Push it down.
Can I smell it?
Yeah, I love the way it smells.
So do I. A cup of peanut butter. Well, that's a good beginning.
Mm-hmm. Would you open that margarine container?
Sure.
Now, this is a tablespoon. Give me one tablespoon.
All right. One tablespoon of margarine. Okay.
Now, I have to stir this, and it's a little bit stiff, but the margarine will make it slip around easier. You'll see when we stir.
Oh, I'd like to try it.
Yeah. Now we put in 3/4 cup of non-fat dry milk.
Peanut butter, margarine, dry milk.
There's no fat in this milk, but there is in peanut butter. A little bit more.
3/4 of a cup.
Of non-fat dry milk. Okay. Now you hold it there and I'll put it in, okay? Cool. Now stir that around a little bit.
Okay.
It'll feel different.
Oh, that's getting harder
okay.
to stir.
Okay, I'll start to stir now.
Yep.
And I'm gonna ask you to do some measuring.
All right.
Okay? 1/2 cup of nuts.
Half cup of nuts.
Nuts. Now, those are walnuts, but they could be pecans or peanuts or any kind of nuts.
Half a cup.
Half a cup.
That's about right.
That's good. All right, put them in. I like to see when they go in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now a whole cup of raisins.
Whole cup of raisins.
Mm-hmm.
These look good, these raisins.
You always did like raisins, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
After you know how to do this one.
Come on, raisins.
You can try it with other things. The other things mixed in.
There.
Okay. raisins, peanut butter,
margarine, non-fat dry milk.
You almost know it. And
you want some of this stuff? What's this?
Wait, wait. You'll see in a minute.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, now, put this aside for a minute. You want to know what this was?
Yeah.
It's graham cracker crumbs.
Oh.
You start out with a whole graham cracker, and you take the roller, you go like this. Look, it used to be a graham cracker. Now it's graham cracker crumbs.
Hmm.
We want to add some more of these graham cracker crumbs because this is the part that I think is fun.
Okay.
Now you take the mixture we made.
Oh, I see.
You roll a little ball. Just like that. Little ball. You roll it around your hand. And you put it right in the crumbs. And you roll it around the crumbs. I like to bring it up on the side like that to make sure a lot of crumbs get on there because I like graham cracker crumbs.
I do too.
And when you pick it up, it isn't even sticky. Look.
Looks good.
Would you like to taste it?
Sure. That is good.
I figured you'd like it because you like raisins and you
it's
like
very good.
Peanut butter. A lot of the things you like.
And these things are all good for you to eat.
The people at the health department said that everything, single one of these things, is good to eat.
That's very good.
It's wonderful with vegetables and fruit, Fred. It really is.
I bet. Well, you have so many things that you can put together in good ways. Did you ever have anybody come into the bakery and want to eat everything that was here?
Well, you know, sometimes people kind of want everything that looks good to them. But it's interesting. Things that look good to big people sometimes, children look at them, and to some children, those things don't look so good.
What kinds of things?
Some children don't like things that look messy or gooey.
Mm-hmm.
Some children don't like things that are hard to chew.
Oh, I can understand that. They must wonder about some things that adults like.
When I was a little kid, my parents, my mom and dad, they both loved parsnips. And I couldn't understand why any person would want to eat anything that looked like that or tasted like that. But you know, now that I'm grown up, I like parsnips.
Well, I guess our tastes change and grow just like the other parts of us.
They sure do.
Mm-hmm. You're a good teacher, you know that?
Thanks. It's Fred, now, which of these things do you have at home?
Oh, well, I have peanut butter and margarine and dry milk. I don't have the nuts or the raisins or the... I could get some, I guess, or cracker crumb.
Here are the nuts.
Have you got some of everything?
Right. Here are the graham crackers. Graham cracker crumbs and raisins.
You're giving these to me?
Yep. Now you can make it.
Thank you very much. What a good teacher you are.
Thanks, Fred.
What are these?
These are greens. I really like greens. These are collard greens, and this is kale.
Oh, that's
good
stuff.
They are good to eat, yeah.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chef.
Thank you.
Okay.
Goodbye now. Did you like it, Mr. Rogers?
Very much, Jose. Chef Brockett gave me some things so I can make some of my own.
Oh, that's very nice.
Mm-hmm. Thanks again.
See you, Fred.
Hasta luego.
Hasta luego, Señor Rogers.
Bye. He's a good student.
Wasn't that fancy, what Chef Brockett taught us to make? I'm going to try to make that someday. But right now, I have an idea for something different we could make with some of those same things. Yeah, here's peanut butter. Idea is to use a banana put peanut butter on the banana. Have you ever done that? Put it all around. Then put a few raisins on it. If I can get this open. You could even make some designs with the raisins. And then roll it in graham crackers. I think that might be a good treat, don't you? There's so many things that you can make for snacks that taste so good. Yeah. I'll clean that up in a little bit. I think it's time for some make-believe. Maybe we could use this somehow in make-believe. Okay, trolley. Last time we pretended that the old goat had taken X's plants, but we're not sure why. And the people of make-believe don't know that it was the old goat who did it. So they're going to try to find out what's been happening to people's gardens. Let's pretend that King Friday is outfitting the garden guards. These are the people who will be guarding the gardens. Suppose the king gives them a disguise. All right, ready for make-believe? Okay, trolley, neighborhood of make-believe. Yes, trolley, yes, fine. And now, lady, handyman, and dog, I have something more to disguise you.
Oh, what is it, Uncle Friday?
Just a moment, please.
What is it going to be?
These. You may wear them as you carry out your guarding assignments. One for each of you.
This feels funny, Your Majesty.
There's nothing funny about this assignment, handyman.
No, sire. I meant it just felt funny.
You have serious business. Do you all understand?
Understand.
But what are we supposed to do, though, King Friday?
You are to guard the gardens, of course. And if anyone should come to take any part of any garden, you are to report back to this castle. Understand?
Understand.
I shall be inside meeting with Queen Sarah if you should need me. You may proceed.
Thank you, Uncle Friday.
Well, I'll go guard the tree.
Oh, and I'll go to the platypuses.
How could I'm to Daniel's clock, then?
Oh, what do we do if we see someone taking the plants?
I know what we could do. We could howl.
Oh, all right. Can we practice that?
Sure.
Oh, that's...
Ready?
Oh, okay.
Howl. Hey, you all are good howlers. Oh,
thanks. Well, ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Garden guards to our gardens. Meow, meow, meow here, meow.
Yeah, what's going on, Henrietta?
Meow, meow here, meow howls.
Yes, what was that?
Meow, meow no. Meow, 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 whole lot of dogs, meow.
Oh, I don't think it was.
Hi, Hen, X.
Meow, meow, Handy.
Hi, Handy.
Meow look funny.
Oh, I'm a garden guard.
Oh, well, you can see my garden. Nobody's taking it today.
Well, I'll guard it for you anyway, X.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Meow, meow, hear meow howls?
Oh, I certainly did.
Meow did them.
We guards were learning how to howl.
Meow, meow, hear you.
Well, we were going like this.
Wait, wait.
who was howled.
Did you find him?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you howled.
Yeah, you howled.
Oh, I was just showing X and Hen how we howled.
Oh, we thought you had it solved. Oh.
Hey, you all really look funny.
Oh, well, I guess we do, but see, this is what Uncle Friday thought would help guard gardens.
Meow, meow, like scarecrows, meow.
Well, sort of.
A little bit.
Yeah. Well, excuse me, I'd better get back to my garden.
Oh, and I won't howl again unless I'm sure I found the ones who are taking the gardens.
Okay.
Okay, well, we'll see you all later.
Back to our garden.
Yeah.
Farewell.
Yeah.
Oh, these really are nice gardens, aren't they? Mm-hmm.
Plenty big enough for two guards. I think I'll work this end over here.
Okay, and I'll work...
What is it?
Look. Excuse me, please. Is this your garden? Well, are you allowed to take those plants from here?
Well, you shouldn't be taking them then.
Northwood doesn't have any food. Well, how can that be?
Well, that's terrible. You need water and sunshine.
Instead of taking our gardens, why didn't you just ask us?
Well, of course we'll help you.
Let's go over to the castle and make some plans. Well, I guess we could take these off now.
Oh, yes.
Did you find him?
Yes, we did, and it's very different from what we expected.
I'll say.
Let's go over to the castle and talk about it.
Yes.
Okay. It's you, old goat.
Ma.
What a surprise.
Assembled guests, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
And what is your report, Garden Guards?
The one who has been taking the gardens is someone who needed food for the place he lives.
You mean there is no food somewhere?
Mama.
Where is that old goat?
Mama.
In Northwood, our neighbor Northwood.
He didn't think anyone would help, and so he's been taking plants to Northwood to help feed the hungry people there.
Of course we will help. I declare an all-out effort. You garden guards will now become all-outers. You will plant the entire neighborhood, every bit of it, with speedy seeds. And we will do what we can to help in this emergency.
Well, you people in Northwood would do the same for us if we were having trouble. You need never steal again. Simply ask and you will receive.
Oh, you're welcome, I'm sure. All outers to your gardens grow. You may help, old goat. Very good, yes. Well, the people and the animals of Northwood, where old goat lives, are hungry. And they don't have enough food to stop their hunger. So the people and animals of the neighborhood of make-believe are going to help them. King Friday declared an all-out effort. You know what that means? It means that everyone will get out and make an effort to help. That kind of effort is a way of expressing love. Better hang these up. think maybe I'll take some of this home and make different combinations there. Sometimes your mom or dad thinks you'll grow better if you eat some things instead of others. They love you and they want you to have things that can make you healthy. That's why they say those things. Oh, I think we need to give you some food, fish. I like talking with you about important things. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day such a special day. You know how? By just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and that's you yourself. And people can like you exactly as you are. I'll be back. Bye.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.